Friday, everyone, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, Coaching with Carrie, live on air today. We are going through tactic number 2 of this amazing New York Times bestseller, Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times by Gary Keller and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papazan. And as we've talked before, over more than a million copies have been sold of this particular book. And Shift appeared on the USA Today Money, Wall Street Journal Business, New York Times Business, and New York Times Advice bestseller lists. It's about the fact that real estate market shifts happen, you guys. Shifts happen, and you can too. Sometimes you'll shift in response to a falling market. Other times, well, you'll shift to take your business to the next level in a rising market. Both can transform your business and your life, but you know, you have to know how to shift with the market. There are seasonal shifts and there are market shifts and economic shifts, and you need to be ready to be able to not only survive but thrive when the market changes. And so we're talking about the 12 proven strategies for achieving success in any market, including the things that we've been talking about so far. We went through tactic number 1 last week, and tactic number 1 was to get real, get right, and you need to get your mindset correct and then get into action. And today we're talking about tactic number 2, which is remargining your business, expense management. This is a very important one, and it's one whether or not the market's shifting or staying the same that you really need to have a grasp on in order to have a successful real estate business. So let's get right into it. So that you can, again, implement this second tactic. As we go through this coaching series, I hope that you will take each tactic and reevaluate your business and make the appropriate changes. So not only are you thriving in the market today because of these changes, but you'll be ready when anything and in the market or the season does create a shift in the industry and in your market locally or even nationally. And by the way, all of these tactics can apply to any business owner. You don't have to be in real estate, because guess what? Other industries and other industries are affected by shifts in the market as well. And if you are a business owner or an entrepreneur, take heed, because all of these tactics are going to be able to apply to you in your business as well. By the way, follow me on social media if you aren't already. Coaching with Carrie on Facebook is a great place for you to get reminders about my Blog Talk Radio live sessions as well as the recordings, because every session we do here are recorded, so you can go back and listen to them. But also, tweet me, ask me questions. I'd love to answer your questions anytime on Twitter. Carrie HKW is my handle there. And, of course, let's connect on LinkedIn at Carrie Heibel when you have an opportunity. I'd love to bring you more tips about your business, and I do that on a very regular basis. But thank you again so much for following me here on Blog Talk Radio on my Coaching with Carrie series. There's so many of you that are listening in, and I hope it is making a difference in your business and your life. That is exactly why I do it. And by the way, if you don't have a copy of the book Shift, I'd love to get you your free copy. All you have to do is go ahead and contact me in one of those ways that I just mentioned a second ago. So number 2, tactic number 2, remargin your business, expense management. It is not necessary to change. Survival is not mandatory. But if you want to survive, therefore change is necessary, right? So anyone who expects change to be comfortable, well, they haven't been challenged enough. And change isn't easy. You and I know it. And a significant change is downright difficult. Yet long-term success does require it. You need to be prepared to do it. And our experience has taught us that most people are responsive to change, or the ones that are responsive to change are the ones most likely to survive and thrive. There was a University of Maryland mathematics and physics professor by the name of James York who put it perfectly when he said, "The most successful people are those who are good at plan B." In other words, when change affects your plan, then you need to plan effective change. And that's what we've been talking about in the first couple sessions here on this series of Shift, and this is what we will continue to talk about through the remainder of this coaching series, because to shift is to change, and you need to be able to do it, and it requires a lot of mindset shifting as well as getting into action and taking these tactics very seriously and implementing them in your business. The market changes. It does, and we've said this before. Therefore, you must change with it. And with your thinking right and your role really clear, as we talked about last week, you must immediately identify the other effective business changes your current circumstances require. The first one is the only one that can get you back to profitability the fastest, and that's the one we're talking about today, and that is cutting costs. The number one determinant of thriving is lead generation. You all know that, and we talked about that so many different times in all of my coaching sessions. But the number one determinant of surviving is expense management. When markets shift, the first change a business must absolutely make is re-expensing itself. Revenueing your way out of shift is iffy at best, and generating more income, quite frankly, may just be impossible in the short run and take way too much time in the long run. This approach is always just a little too late. So now is the required speed when a shift occurs, so you need to get your expenses lower, and you need to do it now. We cannot overemphasize the importance of always working from a position of profitability. It is vital, and it must be protected at all times and at all costs for any business owner, and therein lies the answer. Time and costs. You must lower your costs now. To generate revenue, you generate leads. To make a profit, you manage expenses. And Sam Walton explained his success this way, which we can all learn from. We had to keep expenses to a minimum. That is where it started. Our money was made by controlling expenses. And this is true for all businesses. The profit you seek will always be made in the way you manage your money. So when the market shifts, you must create a budget that matches your revenue. And we call this remargining your business. Interestingly, one might think that the goal of a profit would provide the motivation necessary to do this. But research and personal experience really prove otherwise. Fear of financial loss is a more powerful motivator than the opportunity for financial gain. And it just seems that the push we get from our fears is stronger than any pull towards the profits that we desire. A swift kick in the behind turns out to be a pretty good motivator, and well, that's okay. Peter Drucker was famous for teaching this very straightforward point. You can't build a business by cutting back, but you can find your profit and save it. Every business must make a profit, and to do this, they must find a profit margin they can achieve and focus on getting there. And the only true competitive weapon you have as a business person is a margin of profit. It is the foundation from which all of your competitiveness stems. If a market shifts, and it causes your income to drop, but your expenses don't immediately drop in lockstep with it, then your profit margin is gone, and along with it is your competitiveness. And if this lasts long enough, you will go out of business, because no profit and no competitiveness means no business. That is just a fact. This all seems like common sense, I know. You cut to save and you can spend to build. So then what happens? Prosperity happens. In growing times, we tend to become profitable with positive cash flow and lose with financial decision making. We review the bottom line, we see a profit and trust all's well, and fail to scrutinize the detail. The fact is that for all of its positive indicators, profit can also give a false reading. We allow an increase in our business profits to convince us that we're doing what we need to do and that it's working well, really well. Thus, we then mistakenly justify our increased expenses at the cost of doing business and say things like, well, it takes money to make money, and hey, we allow our rising revenue and our present profit to cover up any mistakes or any inefficiencies. And that is truly a big, big mistake. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner in Warren Buffett Speak, said, name a business that has been ruined by downsizing. I can't name one. Name a company that's been ruined by bloat. I can name dozens. So in up markets, we tend to move fast and we swell up. And we're not as tight on our dollars or as tough on our results. We gain size and we fail to see the bloat in it. We don't play red light, green light with our expenses very well, and we tend to just play green light, go, go, go. In up markets, we tend to acquire habits and patterns of doing things that don't stop us in good times, but they grind us to a halt in the bad times. In other words, we do so much right that the market covers up the wrong. The first causes us to succeed, and it may be so powerful that it powers us right past the second one. Good times seem to reward all that we do, and profit seems to give permission to be permissive, and permission to avoid things that you don't enjoy, permission to do things you've always wanted to do, right? Permission to do things in the spur of the moment. All of this leads to a lack of scrutiny, research, and accountability. And profit can act like a financial pillow and become a mental cushion, or like a financial sofa inviting you to take a mental nap. But the truth is, there is never a good time to nod off and violate the fundamentals of finance, and always, always think financially awake and alert. And that is what long-term successful business people truly, truly do. They ask what should be done. What will it generate? What will it cost? Will it be profitable? They look and they listen and they pay attention to those answers. You guys, business, it's never automatic. It's never predictable. You can never predict with certainty the outcome of any action you take or a financial decision that you make. Each decision presents an opportunity and a risk, so think of spending money in your business as investing in your business. When you invest, you expect to get your money back plus a return, right? And the same applies to your business. You're investing in your business every time you spend money. Therefore, sound business employers you to basically follow this basic philosophy, right? Every dollar spent should return its original amount plus a reasonable profit. Think of this as the cost plus principle of converting your expenses into business investments. Everyone pursues growth, but few truly realize how profit happens. They prove this every single day by continuing to drive revenue while spending more money where they shouldn't. Good markets hide this. Tough markets will absolutely expose it. And if you don't pay attention to how profit is made and lost, you'll most likely create and maintain a profit margin on the way up that will immediately disappear on the way down, never ever to be found again. Most agents tend to think that they are as good as their last best year instead of the average over their careers. And they set up their expectations and their expenses accordingly. They tend to think the trend of their last couple of good years will continue, and they underestimate the market's contribution to their success. Here is the dilemma, you guys. Do you spend based on your average, your last year, your best year, or your goals? The answer is none of the above. No matter the market, you always should follow the philosophy of lead with revenue. This means either always working from a position of profitability or, if just getting started, working from a position of having enough revenue already on the books so you know exactly when profitability will start. In a shifted market, you drop your expenses until your inflow once again exceeds your outflow at an acceptable level, and then you play red light, green light. You now grow your budget incrementally by holding each new expense accountable for contributing profit in line with your acceptable profit margin as you aim towards your goal. You're spending by leading with revenue, and you're growing by the cost plus business investment approach, right? It's the true win-win financial formula that works for any business at any time and in any market condition. So protecting your margin. When a shift hits initially, everyone gets hit equally, right? The market doesn't discriminate, so all boats float lower. All boats float lower. Say that five times fast. But when what happens first is equal and without choice, but what happens next, you guys, is truly unequal and is determined by choice. There is no expense that is untouchable. There is no cut too small. You must reduce expenses to match your income plus an acceptable profit margin. Be brutal. Cut, cut, cut. Cut once, cut twice, and then keep cutting every week until you're there. Attack both variable and fixed expenses. Variable expenses might include things like hidden fees or add-on fees you've been unaware of, overcharges from lack of attention, unnecessary work that should be postponed or canceled, waste that has gone unchecked, and ineffective expenditures that have been returning zero results. From copies to couriers, from office supplies to subscriptions, from snail mail to express mail, the waste is there. You need to find it. You need to root it out. You need to get rid of it right away. Nothing should be untouchable, and all expenses should feel the heat of your scrutiny. The same approach applies to fixed expenses. Fixed expenses are always agreements that usually fall into the categories of car payment, rent, leases, advertising, phones, salaries. Here you are best served by thinking of ways to turn fixed into variable. If you can get out of them, then get out of them. If you can extend them to lower the monthly cost, then extend them. If you can shift fixed cost to performance-based, then do it. You're in the hunt for a positive net number, and not getting there isn't an option. You have to deal straight with people, tell them the truth, and tell them what has to happen. You might be surprised at some of the results you and your team engineer and may wonder why you never did this before. And as they say, necessity is the cause of invention and a powerful motivator. So rebudgeting is your first issue, and if you don't get it right, it just might be your last one too. So cut expenses first and find your margin really fast. You need to get your money smart again. Your money was once smart, you guys. It was invested each day based on past successful results, so it was predictably productive each time it was spent. It was smart money. When the market shifts, your money instantly becomes dumb. What worked no longer works, so what it is spent on doesn't yield the same results. It is dumb money. it is often said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, right? This couldn't be truer regarding money when a market shifts. Warren Buffett teaches the first step to financial recovery is to stop doing the wrong things. It's an old principle. You don't have to make it back the way you lost it. To get the results you want, you'll have to pull back your expenses, find your margin of profit, figure out what works, and then put your money behind it. First you get smart, then your money gets smart. But you have to get smart first, right? So for every dollar spent, expect multiple returns from it. Just keep this principle at your heart and the heart of your business and of your business spending, and you just can't go wrong, you guys. Until you get this, don't spend another dollar. And this is how you build on success as opposed to piling failure on top of failure. Don't try to just spend your way out of a shift. Make your way out through results. Define a benchmark dollar result you should expect from every dollar you spend. And until you get that result, don't spend any more money. This is the most important business discipline you'll ever need. Learn it, live it. Once it is ingrained into your business thinking, you'll simply be adding success on top of success for the rest of your career. It doesn't matter what the market's doing. Your money will be smart, and you'll be even smarter and financially better off. And when you get your money smart again and are working from a positive profit margin, you are back in the game. The shift may have dropped you down, but you're not out. You know what you're spending money on and what you're getting for it, and you are putting your money where your priorities are. You're in control of your money instead of your money controlling you. And knowing what you spend, where it goes, and what you get for it alerts you to opportunities you might otherwise miss. You'll know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and whether you can afford anything else. You're in the best possible decision-making position at that point. The key to remargining, you guys, and changing your budget is changing the way you think. If money matters, then managing that money matters too. To be an effective money manager, you must be a budget bully. Yes, challenge everything and make nothing sacred. The goal is to guide your business and manage your money. And as Owen D. Young, the former chairman of GE, said, by taking advantage of the maximum number of opportunities and making the minimum number of errors, this is when you lead from a position of profit and your world will be full of possibilities. Next week, we're going to talk about tactic number 3, do more with less. We're going to talk about leverage, and this is a big one, you guys, and you need to be prepared to shift with this mindset and do this when the market changes as well. So again, if you don't have a copy of the book, you guys, come and find me on social media, Twitter, Carrie Page on Facebook. Find me right here on Blog Talk Radio on Coaching with Carrie. Send me a message. I'd be happy to get you a copy of your book. And by the way, you need to be looking at your business. It doesn't matter that the market's not shifting today. It will shift because that's inevitable. And even if there isn't an economic shift anytime soon, there will be a seasonal shift, and you are going to have to make sure that your business is solid so that you can not only survive but thrive through it. All of you have the potential to do it, and by following these tactics, you're only going to make your business better in the successful highs of the market as well. So I look forward to seeing you right back here at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio Coaching with Carrie once again next week to cover tactic number 3. If you have any questions, comments, tweet me. Go ahead and email me. I'd love to correspond with you. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but you guys can call in on these as well. When we do these live shows, there is a call-in number right on your screen if you go to Coaching with Carrie on Blog Talk Radio while you listen in. I'd take any of your questions anytime. Thanks again so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make it a productive one, and I will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.